Okay.
Okay, so we left off here on Mem Zayin and Aleph. We left off about how many lines down? We just to answer Shvus Kreva, Hetiru, Shvus Rechoika, Hetiru. It's about 8 lines down, 9 lines down. Let's just recap quickly what we said yesterday, and then we'll move weiter. So we said yesterday the Shaila is like this. Again, we have Machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda wants to say that a person would get Malkus for baking, if he has intention to bake on Yom Tov for Noch Yom Tov, he's Chayv Malkus. He did Loisatz Melachah. He wasn't Oichal Nefesh. According to Rabba, no, because I have Hoyul. That it's shaykh that something will happen here that it won't be, that it could be Tzorchei Yom Tov, since I have even a tzad, that it could be Tzorchei Yom Tov, therefore I'm not Malkus. It's not Osir Medeiraisa Bechlau, it's not Osir Medeirabono. What we're talking about on the Deiraisa level, Rambam will say, no problem Bechlau. Deirabono is Osir. We shouldn't walk away from this Gemara saying that according to Rambam, it's no problem. A person can do this with Hoyel, no problem. The point is, it gets him out of the Deiraisa. That's the point.
The hoil gets him
out of the rice.
Minus hoil, you have a rice.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
So now it won't be a problem.
So the hoil takes you out of the rice. You're not going to be malchus, and it's not going to be awesome with the rice.
Where you could say hoil.
Right. It's just that it will be awesome with the rice, but Rabba's focusing on the rice, so it'll be completely mutter with the rice. Now, we said there's a problem. We said we have lechem aponim, that the brisa says very clearly is not doiche yom tov. Why is it not doiche yom tov? You told me, Rav Chisda, you told me, Rav speaking, you told me that Sorche Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. And that's why you didn't have to come on to Hoyul. You came on to Erev Tavshil was a hacker, right? Sorche Yom Tov is really Mutter Medeirais. Sorche Shabbos is really Mutter Medeirais on Yom Tov. It's only Issa Der Abonon that people come and make a mistake and say you could cook for after Yom Tov. So therefore you have Erev Tavshil. But if he says, if you say Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov, then why am I not Doiche Yom Tov with this afia of Lechem Aponim? We say Lechem Aponim has to be done, you have to mark them, it's before Yom Tov. Why? You told me Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. And we're talking about, we're in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't Gezer Shvus, it's a Dirab. You're telling me it's a Dirabono, that's what you told me. Every Yom Tov you can cook for Shabbos, it's only also a Dirabono, that's what you told me. So in the Beis HaMikdash, we shouldn't be Gezer, because we're not Gezer Shvus in the Beis HaMikdash, and it shouldn't be Deiche, we should be able to bake Lechem Aponim on Yom Tov. And for Rav Chisda, there's a difference between Shvus Kreva and Shvus Rechoiko. Meaning, the Abonon that didn't legislate their dinim in the Beis HaMikdash, that was only for dinim that are more shayich and more in the immediate needs vicinity, only in that type of realm were they not gozer. But that doesn't mean that they were nothing's awesome darabana. There are things that are still awesome darabana. You know what? Vita cases like this case of Shvus Rechoiko, where I'm not doing it for this Shabbos, I'm doing it for next Shabbos. I'm going to be cooking on Yom Tov on this Friday for not this Shabbos, not the immediate need tomorrow, for 9 days later. So therefore,
but the immediate need for the preparation is now.
Oh, beautiful. So that Lamaiso, we see who do we see that Svora like? That is going to be. That's very good. That's a Tosis Rosh. What you're saying right now is a Tosis Rosh, who will say this in Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is Gufa the Machloekes between what we're about to get to with Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakama. That's what he's going to say. He's Machshav that. The Tanakama's not Machshav it. The Tanakama says, I don't care that you're going to prepare the bread that you're baking today. I'm going to prepare and put it out tomorrow. Am I eating it or not? I'm eating it. It's far away. It's a Shvus Rechoiko. And the Rabbanon were Gezer Shvus Rechoiko in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a whole blanket rule that Shvusim are not. Certain Shvusim, the Shvusim that you need for the immediate needs, those Shvusim were not Gezer in the Beis HaMikdash.
It's not a Shvus to eat. It's a Shvus to bake.
And the baking is now.
Yeah.
So you have to get it into Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh means I'm baking on Yom Tov for Eichel Nefesh. You're telling me I'm baking Eichel. Where's my Eichel Nefesh taking place? Where's it taking place next Shabbos? So according to the Rabbanon, the Tanakama, no. I'm sorry, you're not eating it right now, so it's a Shvus Rechoiko, so I'm going to be good. So, affecting more like this. Fine. Now, Ule Rav Shimon Gamliel. I had the first word in line, Shvus, my 8 lines down, 9 lines down. What about Rav Shimon Gamliel? Mar asks, we have a Tano, the Omar Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Asgan, the name of Rav Shimon Ben Asgan, Doiches Yom Tov. Michael and Meymar. We have a Tanah of Shimon Gamliel who said in the name of Shimon Ben Asgan that you are allowed to bake the lechem aponim on Yom Tov. It is doiche Yom Tov, but you just told me the reason why it's not doiche Yom Tov is because it's a Shvus Rechoiko. So what's the pshat? Moshe is asking, what's the pshat in this Tanah? And the Gemara really answers a pasha the teretz. This is Taka the Machlekes. Ma'asav Shvus Kreva Tiru Shvus Rechoykel Tiru. Tanakama will hold that only Shvus Kreva was never gozer in the Beis Hamikdash, but Shvus Rechoykel was, and that's why it's not Zeicha Yom Tov to bake the lechem apanim on Yom Tov. And according to Rav Shem Gamliel, Ma'asav Shvus Rechoykel Nami Tiru. According to Rav Shem Gamliel, even a Shvus Rechoykel is mutter. Right now, here the Tosfos Rosh says something very interesting, which is not, I don't see the Mashmoyis in the Gemara. I didn't see the Tosfos Rosh inside, I saw it as a note. But the Tosfos Rosh says that Rav Shem Gamliel will even not call it a Shvus Rechoyko. He says, Shvus Kreva Nami Yetiru. Shvus Rechoyko Nami Yetiru. So he's saying that it's Mutri even Shvus Rechoyko. It's Mashmoy in the Gemara that it is still considered a Shvus Rechoyko, but it was not caused in the base of English either. Dr. Tezer Rosh, no, it's, according to Rav Shem Gamliel, it's called a Shvus Kreva. Why? Like you were saying, because you're putting it out tomorrow. Because I'm putting it out tomorrow, it has immediate need. I have oil, nothing place, but I have an immediate need for it. So therefore, it's not, I'm not waiting with it. I'm doing something with it right away. So therefore, it's not considered Shvus.
How would he answer what you said before, which is Lamas the only had to respond from Nefesh? And you're not going to consume it.
So he's going to say that Maisa is a Tzurich of Oichon Nefesh. We're going to see now with the Shtei Alechem.
So
right? So he's understanding Oichon Nefesh in a broader sense. He's on the Oichon Nefesh. It has something to do with food. Whether I'm eating it or not eating it. It has something to do with food. And in the Maisa, in terms of immediate need, I do have an immediate need. I have to put it out tomorrow on Shabbos. I have to place it on the Shulchan to have the Seder. So therefore, he is matu that. That's according to Tzurich. Zot Yashi. Well, up to Rashi on, I think we said Rashi from yesterday, Shvus Rechoyko, which is about 5 lines up from the wide lines. Shvus Rechoyko, Litchoyz Shabbos, Litchoyz Shvus Yom Tiv Zeh, Beshvil Shabbos Ni Olay Yotiru Amigdosh. That was in the Tanakamo. To be Doicha, this Shvus, that's what does it mean, Shvus Kreva? This Shvus of this Yom Tiv, right? We're not Doicha for the next Shabbos. That bite they weren't Doicha. That was in Tanakhama. That was Rosh Chodesh Elul that held that yes, it is. Now, one additional thing that Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the name of Rav Shimon Asgan is it's Doicha Yom Tov, but it's not Doicha Letzoyim. What does this mean? Rashi explains. No one's going to say, even Rav Shimon Gamliel will say, when it comes to baking on Yom Kippur, you want to know, Yom Kippur falls out on Friday. Yeah? And you want to know, can I bake lechem apanim for the following Shabbos? So there, Yom Shem Eliyahu will say no. He says it's Doicha Yom Tov. Because any other Yom Tov comes out on Friday, yeah, no problem. Or any other day of the week, right? But Yom Kippur is different. Why? The Isuro Deiraisav. There would remain an Isur Deiraisav, not a Shvus. The Lehuter by Eichel Nefesh, because on Yom Kippur is the one Yom Tov, and Eichel Nefesh is not Mutter. So therefore it doesn't help. It's not an Eichel Nefesh. Even Eichel Nefesh is not Mutter. It's like Shabbos. Shabbos. You can't bake it on Shabbos. We always bake Lech Mapana before Shabbos. So Yom Kippur is Eichel like Shabbos. So therefore, I can't. Yom Kippur would be an exception to the rule about Yom Tov.
It's not Yom Tov.
It's Yom Tov, but it's Shabbos Shabbos. It doesn't have a din of a heter for Eichel Nefesh. Avol Yom Tov Huter by Eichel Nefesh. Rashi continues. V'hai Eichel Nefesh, and this is considered Eichel Nefesh. Zot Rashi. Even though lemaisa, I don't need it to eat it today. He says, "Hare tzarich leShabbos du nami yomtiv." So Rashi has a word that since it has tzarich Shabbos, it's Shabbos is considered yomtiv. If you remember, Rashi, yes, we learned Rashi amen vavam beis learns fakert, but it's not a stira. Rashi learned fakert. Rashi called. If you remember, Rashi said, "Tarvayu." Shabbos Ikru. Yom Tov is also called Shabbos, the Rashi. If you look in the Pesukim, Rashi said over here, the Tavayu Ikru Shabbos. A little bit up from the wide, oh no, in the wide lines, Tavayu Ikru Shabbos, and it's Rashi. Debar Maskel Mderaisa. The Shabbos V'Yom Tov Chado Kedusha Hi, the Tavayu Shabbos Ikru. Rashi called them both Shabbos. Now Rashi is calling them both Yom Tov. That even Shabbos is called Yom Tov. And that's why, even though it's not Tzarek for today, for Yom Tov, but because Shabbos is called Yom Tov, so Vaita, I think Rashi is using the same word of Kedusha Achas. And therefore, Zot Rashi, that's why it's Eichel Nefesh, it's included in Eichel Nefesh, I have a heter to bake the Lechem Apanim on Yom Tov, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the reason why baking the Lechem Apanim is mutter is because it is under the category of Eichel Nefesh, and I'm not eating it today on Yom Tov. Nothing's being done with it before tomorrow, before Shabbos, where I'm going to place it out. But that's considered a Tzerich Yom Tov, and because Shabbos is considered Yom Tov, it's called Yom Tov also, so he has no problem. So the reason I'm saying it's not a steer is because Yom Tov is called Shabbos and Shabbos is called Yom Tov, so they're both in the same parasha. That's what I want to say Rashi means over here. I'm not sure, but that's what I want to say Rashi means. Hilkach, Rashi says, therefore, in the first wide line, Ba'alma Isser Shvusu. Ba'maisa, it is a Shvus. There is a Isser Shvus. Uva Mikdash Loi Gozer. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't Gozer the Shvus of Shvus Rechoika, that is according to Rosh Hashanah Amiyo. Even though it's a Shvus Rechoika, see, Rashi doesn't seem to be learning like Tzitzit Rosh. Rashi says, even though it's a Rechoika, it's a Shvus, but they weren't Gezer. That's how he understands Rosh Hashanah Amiyo in the more Pasha the sense. Right, and now we have another Nocha Kasha, and now things are going to change a little bit. Zotri Moravaita, Mosiv Rav Mori, Frekta Rav Mori from a Braisa, or from a Mishnah maybe. Shtei Alechem, you have Shvus. You have a korban, right? And with the korban comes shtei alechem. Einon ne'echolos le'ipoches mishnayim v'diyoseh ashlosh. They are not eaten in less than 2 days' time, and they're not eaten in more than 3 days' time. Keita, how is this so? Nefois erev yomtiv, if they're baked on erev yomtiv. Yomtiv, let's say, is Wednesday, and you bake lechem, the shtei alechem. It's not to be confused with lechem aponim. Shtei alechem is Shmuz, lechem aponim is Shabbos. You bake the shtei alechem on Tuesday, erev Yom Tov, nechal is the Yom Tov. So you have Tuesday and Wednesday is the second day. So it's eaten on the second day. The shnayim, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, chol Yom Tov liyoyis achra Shabbos. Let's say that Shvuz comes out on Sunday. So now, you're not going to bake them on Shabbos, the day before Erev Shavuos. Necheles liyom tiflish loisho. You're going to bake them on Friday, so Friday will be the first day, Shabbos will be the second day, and Shavuos will be the third day. Lefi she'eno doyches loyesha Shabbos, which is Poshit, the lo yesa yom tif. And baking the shtei alechem is not going to be doyche yom tif. You can't bake it on Shavuos alein. Now, here's the bomb kasha. The amrit sorche Shabbos nasa liyom tif. If you're going to tell me that midei raisa, it's mutter to prepare for Shabbos on Yom Tov, that's what Rav Chisa told us. He told us that it's only awesome Rabbanon, therefore Erev Tavshil helps. Hashto the Shabbos be Yom Tov shori to Yom Tov be Yom Tov mi boye. If I'm going to tell you that Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos on Yom Tov is okay, it's not for today, it's for Shabbos. That's okay, so I have to tell you that preparing for today alone, today, on Shavuos, I'm going to bake the Shtei Alechem. I have to tell you that's, what's a pshat?
What do you have from Yom Tov on Yom Tov?
Because we're saying it's not Doicha Yom Tov. We're saying it's not Doicha Yom Tov. We're saying you cannot bake the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov. We're saying bake it on Friday, 3 days earlier. Why are we saying that? If you told me, according to your principle,
should be able to prepare it on Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov. If I'm able to bake for Shabbos on Yom Tov, I can't bake for Yom Tov on Yom Tov.
Yeah, maybe because Shabbos is more.
What? It's the next day. This is more of an immediate need. It's mamish tzorchei Yom Tov. That's what he's asking. If you hold that tzorchei Shabbos is nasa be Yom Tov mideraisa, it's mutter, and it's only us when Rabbanon, you have the Erev Tavshil to help me. So what's the pshat in this braisa, or this mishnah? What's the pshat that I can't bake the shtei alechem on Yom Tov? It's Yom Tov alein. That's the cash. Let's see Rashi before we get to the answer. There's a little longer Rashi here. I want to follow the chesed of Rashi. So Rashi, the second line: Shtei alechem haboyin ba'atzeres, the koman atzeres was shavuos. L'shloisho, we said if Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, then you eat the shtei alechem on the third day. L'fisha afo meir b'shabbos, because you bake them on Friday. That's 3 days. So Rashi, b'yom tov miboyin. Now in the cash. B'yom tov miboyin. Do I have to even discuss b'yom tov? How can you say it's not a yom tov? I shouldn't even be discussing Yom Tov. Should be klar mutter, according to you, Rav Chisda. So, Rashi the Kash. Inam iloy chozu hashto, hachozu loboy bayoyim. Even if it's not going to be something that I'm going to use right away on Yom Tov. Let's say I'm baking it early on Yom Tov morning for later in the Yom Tov afternoon. Right? But the Maisa, at least it's the same day. Umi gari mitzorich shabbos shel mocher. So is that any worse than baking today on Yom Tov for tomorrow, which is Shabbos? That's what he said. You said it's mutter b'deraisa. In that case, the whole day of Yom Tov is not roi. You're not going to eat it on Yom Tov. Zotrashi, the hosoak kvar. Remember the case? The case was, we're talking about baking after you eat, or right? That was the case. Oifen miyom to the mocher. The case that Rashi set up for us was a case where I'm baking or cooking after my seudah. So it's klar, my whole intention was for after Yom Tov. So zotrabo no hoyo, zotrabo hoyo. But according to Chisto, I'm getting Malkus because, right, now on Shabbos, he's saying the same thing. And on Yom Tov, I'm allowed to prepare for Shabbos, even after I've eaten my Shabbos meal, because of the Erev Tavshilin. So he says, so Klor, we see that Tzorche Shabbos Nas Yom Tov is even when you don't need it. You're not gonna eat it today. There's no Tzorche Yom Tov Bechlal, it's Tzorche Mocher. El Olav, here's Rashi setting up the question. It must be Shmami no. Rashi's going to conclusion of his kasha. Ein muter biyom tov natoiro. If I asked this bam kasha, Rabba saying, I asked this bam kasha. I asked on you, how could you say tzorche Shabbos nasan biyom tov that it's muter b'deraisa to cook on yom tov for Shabbos? It can't be, because otherwise you'd be able to bake on Yom Tov over here in Shdelechem. So it must be that what? It's not Tzorche Shabbos Nasim v'Yom Tov Medei Raisa. It's Taka also Medei Raisa to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. What's left? What's the reason why you're allowed to do it? Hoyu! Not because of what you said. That's the kasha. The only thing that's mutter to cook on Yom Tov without hoyl is something I'm about to use right away. But Tzorche Shabbos, so why is Tzorche Shabbos not to be Yom Tov? Not because of the rice and mutter. Is my reason, which is hoyl because Oichim are going to come. Now, Frek Rashi Akasha, Afrabo, Agut Akasha. Ubahani lekala meimer hoyu. So why don't we just say hoyu for Rabba also over here in our case of the Shtei Alechem? What will that should allow me to cook on bake on Yom Tov the Shtei Alechem? That's what we want to know. According to Rabba, we have a problem also. According to Rabba, because of what he saw in this brayso, so he upshlog of chisto, yeah? But Rabba, what about you? Like you asked yesterday in the other Gemara. Rabba, what about you? Why don't you let him bake it on Yom Tov? Say hoyul. What will you say? Hoyul. Okay, so I don't need it right now, but I need it later on the day. It's a tzorich Yom Tov on that day. Why don't you let the Shtei Alechem to be baked on Yom Tov? Why are you machtim him at 3 days? You, this is a braisa. You agree with this. Rabba's not Meir. He agrees with this braisa.
In the case of Shtei Alechem,
so we're back to the question. The question is that Rabba's saying it's klor that Tzorche Shabbos is not Nasim Yom Tov for the rice. That's klor. Otherwise, we'd be Deichi Yom Tov over here. We'd be Deichi Yom Tov. So therefore, we're stuck. How does Rav Chista explain before what he said with Erev Tavshilin that he said, I didn't say Hoyul? Zok Rav Chista, and for Rav Chista, Shani Hosam Dom Akro Lochem. Lochem, Veloy Logavoya. The Pasuk says, Ach Asher Yeochel Lechol Nefesh. This is the heter of Oichol Nefesh for Yom Tov. But it says Lochem, that Dafka you're cooking for you. Here with the Shtei Alechem, this is a procedure that's Legavoya. And therefore, since it's Legavoya, there's no heter. That's why there's an Isser. So don't bring me the regular case of Tzorche Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. That's Takamutter. The reason over here why you're not allowed to do it is because it's not lochem. You don't have the heter of Oichol Nefesh. That's the klor answer according to Rav Chista. What about Rav Shimon? How about Rav Shimon? So Rav Shimon Gamliel, Domar Meshum Meshum Ben Asnagan, Doiches Yom Tov Ma'ikol Me'amah. He said it is Doiches Yom Tov. I thought we just said that lochem. I thought we just said you have no heter of Oichol Nefesh. How did Rav Shimon Gamliel said it's Doiches Yom Tov? And the Gemara Sava Lo Kabash Shol, he holds the Kabash Shol. Domar Lochem Lochem Leinochem. He had a different drasha from Lochem. That lochem meant that you're not allowed to cook for goyim. I think the Gemara over there says also animals. I don't remember if it was animals or also, but klor goyim, you know, cook on Yom Tov for goyim. Why not? Because it says lochem in the pasuk. So therefore, he's using the drasha of lochem to teach you lochem lo lenochrim, lochem lo gavoya. He's not darshini. He's not darshini. Zok Rashi. Rashi points out that if you remember earlier in the Gemara, we had Reb Shimon Asgan said it's doich yom tov is not doich atzoyim. So Rashi, it's not shaykh to have the girsa of loy doich atzoyim at this point because it's not even possible. We're talking about shavuos. Where's Yom Kippur involved? Before we're talking about general yom tov, a general Shabbos. Lechem upon him every Shabbos. So Yom Kippur is negeah this halacha, but the halacha of Shnei Alechem, which is about Shavuos, is not negeah. It's not Rashi. Loi gasinam bei the inu doiches yom tzoyin. The man you named yom tzoyin samach latzeres. What does that do? What does Yom Kippur have anything to do with latzeres? So we're not gairis that part of what Rav Shimon ben Asgan said earlier in the Braisa. So it's actually a little bit to have a show.
What did they do with
Rabba?
Wasn't this Shvei Rabba also?
According to Rabba, we said that you have to say, you're forced to say that Hoyo is a Svara for Tzorchei Shabbos Nasan Yom Tov. Tzorchei Shabbos Nasan Yom Tov. So Tista answered for himself, no, we're not forced to say that. The reason why we hear Dafka is not a Yom Tov because you don't have a Heter Bechon Nefesh. So according to Rava, who says Hoyul, oh, very good, he says Hoyul. According to Rava, says Hoyul. So that's Viter, why it's not Mutter to be doing Yom Tov. It's not because of Hoyul not working, it's because there's no Heter Bechon Nefesh. The reason why in this case,
what?
It's not new with Hoyul. The reason why in this case not Doich Yom Tov is for a different reason. Hoyul doesn't come into the picture. The reason why Shtei Alechem is not Doich Yom Tov, because, same reason for Rav Chisto, it's not Nichlal and Heter Oichal Nefesh, because it's Mokem Legavaya.
He's going to learn the same limit?
That's Rav Chisto answered for himself. Rav Chisto answered, whatever was Shver and Rav is not Shver with this answer. We don't have to come on to Hoyul.
How do we know he learns the pusuk though? Maybe he learns it like a shimon.
The Gemara seems to accept the answer that Rav Chisda answered on it. Yeah. I mean, the Maisa.
Rav Chisda has to answer. Rav Chisda has to also answer. Everybody has to answer. Yeah. No?
Yeah, but that's a good answer. It stands for both of them. That over here, this is not a good raya. Don't bring me a raya from this case. There's a special reason why it's not a Yom Tov. Not a Yom Tov because it's not for lochem. It's for gavaya. Now, what does Rashi say? Kaaba show Mesechus Beyom. According to this Joshua, you would be able to make Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov. Lochem is not a deal to say Loi Logavoya. It's only Loi Nochrim, and therefore you have reason to. Okay, I want to pick this up. This next part, Shalchei Rav Chisda Abba, tomorrow. Yeah.